Let's talk about feeling worthy or not feeling worthy, or feeling like you have self-love or no self-love. You have this self-hatred or disgust. So sometimes in the healing room, I get to the part where I bring God's light in and I just pour it over the person and dump it in and fill them, and their energy field expands and it's this grand finale, and they're sitting there going, but I don't feel worthy. I don't feel worthy of God's love or God's light in me. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, it has nothing to do with that. Like, this isn't about you. This isn't about whether you like yourself or not. This is actually how the energy field functions. So for example, to live on planet Earth, you have these lungs and you have this mouth and you breathe in oxygen. And the oxygen is usually always there for you. And your job is to breathe it in. And if there's some sort of blockage and you can't breathe it in, eventually you die. So the same thing with the energy field. There's this beautiful light. Some people call it source. Some people call it God. All around us. And our job is to get rid of any blockages in the way and suck in, pull in through our vortexes in our energy field, that light. And that light fuels the system. Without that light, our energy field begins to just shrivel up and our soul just kind of begins to die. Like, we just have nothing left. We have nothing to give because we're not receiving, because we're not pulling it in. So we have all these blocks, like we might feel jaded or angry. And so what happens is there's no flow in our system. And so then none of the chakras can spin or turn. And so then the vortexes can't suck in the light that's just sitting all around us waiting for us to pull it in. Like fuel for our car. So you pour the fuel in and the car runs. You pour the light in and the energy field functions. When we pull that light in, some people go to church and sing and praise God and it comes pouring in. Some people sing and dance and hula hoop or go for a hike or play golf or whatever they do to get their vibration high, and it comes pouring in. When it fills us, it naturally begins to flush out old energy and make us feel higher and higher vibration. And then we're fueled up. We have extra to give. We have all this energy or this love to give. This fantastic feeling. And then we just naturally feel good about ourselves. To become brimming with joy, you just have to fuel up. You just have to fill the energy field with a high vibration of light. So let's do that now. We get ourselves out of the way. We get the focus on ourselves out of the picture. That has nothing to do with it. It's just a matter of practicing getting this light into us, into human form. Into our sphere, into our bubble. So take a deep breath. Pull your shoulders back, sit up straight. We ask God's light to move in. We ask the power, the peace, the omnipresence of God to move in. No matter how small we feel or unloved we feel, unlovable, we ask that that is overridden by the powerful presence of God. We ask that God's light moves down over us, over our head, into our shoulders. No matter how tired we are or discouraged, we ask God's light to move through and into us, through our chest, our upper back. We ask that our chest is filled with God's light. No matter what we are feeling in our heart chakra, we ask that God's light replaces this feeling. We ask that this peace, this love fills us. We ask that we're out of the way. We ask that God's light moves all the way down through the solar plexus, so the stomach, the mid-back, We ask that God's light moves through our arms. We ask that God's light moves through our pelvis, through the hips, out our hands. We ask that a vibration moves through our hands. We ask that God's light moves into our legs, through the knees, all the way down through the ankles and the feet. And now we ask that God's light moves over our back, over our spine, over the muscles in our back. We ask that God's peace, God's light, begins to fill the space around us, to fill the energy field. We ask that we are so out of the way that the only frequency here in our vessel of our body is God's light. We ask that this light expands. We ask that every layer around our bodies begins to vibrate with the energy of peace, with the energy of God. And that the rings around us begin to expand, to widen until our energy field becomes bigger, so that people around us feel God's presence when we walk into a room, when we stand in line in a store, when we walk past someone on the street. Even if we do not look them in the eye, we ask that they feel our energy field as they walk through part of it. When they pass us, we ask that we are peace on earth. We ask that our ego, our personality is out of the way, and that we no longer even ask the question, am I worthy? We just become God's presence. Thanks be to God, thanks be to the light. This is Ariel in the healing room.
Baby.